Today, in our first reading, the church has gathered after the resurrection, and they will see that they will have to endure the same treatment that Christ endured. Today, they've just been told not to preach the name of Jesus by the leaders of the nation. And they know what's ahead of them if they preach in the name of Jesus. They knew what happened with Christ who defied these same authorities. But they're not perturbed. The holy prayer the church prays today in our first reading is for boldness. And there's much that we can learn from it. But here, the word in the original language doesn't just mean boldness. It can also mean freedom. And according to scholars, the word also implies that the speaker that proclaims this message will likely be opposed when they speak the truth. Brothers and sisters, the power of the resurrection is our cry. It's our hope and our foundation. But as Scripture says, creation is groaning. And oh, how we know this and are reminded of this each day, especially at this time. All of the earth cries out for redemption. But the resurrection of Christ reminds us of the true end. The groaning is not the end. That the real resurrection of our bodies is the future. And that the Roman authorities who attacked Jesus may well attack the early church. But their destiny is the same as Jesus's. They follow in his footsteps. The end is resurrection. Today, the great prayer of the church that we read in our first reading, the church quotes from Psalm 2, which is also our responsorial psalm. It says, and the church said, why do the Gentiles, the nations, rage so furiously? They have gathered against the Lord and against his Messiah. While I was preparing for my homily, I was reminded of one part of Handel's Messiah. Right at the end, before the grand Hallelujah chorus, and you know the big chorus, the big Alleluia. If you're in a concert, you all stand up. And it's actually right before this that this psalm is recited. Why do the Gentiles rage so furiously? They have gathered against the Lord and against his Messiah. After this groaning comes the Hallelujah. As I reflected on this, I was reminded the Messiah wanted to show us that no matter what was going on, no matter who was fighting against us, who was hurting us for our proclamation of boldness, Jesus was raised from the dead. Those who follow in his footsteps will also be. So, brothers and sisters, let us go to the world this day as missionary disciples, as Catholics, today with boldness and with the freedom of the resurrection.